Hello, everyone, and welcome to the English Eden podcast. Today, we're going to be learning what the difference is between who and whom and how to use them correctly. To understand the difference between these two words, we first need to understand the difference between subject and object pronouns. A subject is a person or thing that does an action or is being compared to something else with a linking verb. An object pronoun has the action done to it or is the word that prepositions, infinitives, participles, and gerunds all lead to. A famous example of the mix-up between these two types of pronouns occurs in the famous song Him and I by G-Eazy and Halsey. The main chorus line of that song says, I am his and he is mine. In the end, it's him and I. The first line gets all the pronouns right, with I and he as subject pronouns and his and mine being possessive. The listener would then assume that the singer or songwriter is a master of pronouns. Nope. The second line, when it says it's him and I, uses the object pronoun his correctly as an object of sorts to the linking verb is, but then the second object of the same verb is a subject pronoun I. That is so wrong. That's like when I used to mess up and put an object pronoun in the subject, the opposite mistake that Halsey makes. I would say sentences like, me and Sarah are going to the park. My dad would always retort with the phrase, why do you keep calling Sarah mean? Because of the me and the and combined together with my awful Idaho accent caused it to sound like I was calling Sarah mean. It should have been Sarah and I are going to the park. The same mistake is commonly made with who and whom. Who is a subject pronoun and whom is an object pronoun. Who always does the action or is being compared to something in the predicate. Whom is always the object of a verb, preposition, gerund, participle, or infinitive. Let's look at some examples of misuse of these words by some important people. Then we'll have some practice questions. Our first example comes from a news story cited by the New York Times, where a writer stated, most of his barbs were directed at Jeb Bush, who he criticized for speaking Spanish on the campaign trail and being weak on immigration. That example is definitely wrong because Jeb isn't the one who's criticizing. It's the other person, presumably Donald Trump. I'm assuming it's about the last presidential debates we had. It's Donald Trump that's criticizing Jeb. The pronoun should be whom. It should be most of his barbs are directed at Jeb Bush, whom he criticized for speaking Spanish, because he is the subject there. Whom is the object? We already have the subject pronoun he, so we don't need a second subject pronoun. Another example from the same article cited in the episode description comes from an opinion piece where the writer said, Judge Richard A. Posner, who, as readers of this column know, I regard as a font of judicial common sense. This example makes the same mistake as that last one of putting who after the subject of the main independent clause, the judge, when the dependent clause makes him an object. It should be Judge Richard A. Posner, whom, as readers of this column know, I regard as a font of judicial common sense, because the person writing it is regarding the judge, so the judge is the object. One last example I'll give is the sentence, he was given to strict rules about who at the school he could talk to. Who comes after a preposition and works as the object of that preposition, but who is a subject pronoun, so it doesn't fit. It's like trying to put a square peg in a round hole, to be really cliche. It should say, he was given strict rules about whom at the school he could talk to, because the whom is referencing the other people that the action of talking to was done to. To recap, who should be used in a sentence like, who gave you the murder weapon? Whom should be used in a sentence like, you hid the body with whom? Here, I'm going to provide some practice sentences. Try to put the right pronoun into them. The practice sentences and their answers are going to be in the episode description if you want to take a look. Number one, whoever or whomever ate my cake is a dead man. Which one would you put in there? Whoever or whomever ate my cake is a dead man. Two, to who or whom did you give that bouquet of flowers to? Three, I'm going to find the man who or whom stole my panini. 4. Bundy, who or whom was known for punctuality, always arrived to hide in the bushes in time and figure out who or whom he would strike. 5. Llamas, who or whom I am terrified of, roam all around Machu Picchu. The answers to those practice sentences, again, will be in the episode description. I hope you learned something and maybe had a little fun along the way. Until next time, this is English Eden Podcast.